Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
DFA fam, what is going on? It is another draft throwdown, a player throwdown. Kev and I, we're out here, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat style, just picking our characters, and then we're hitting the streets. We're going to battle. Tonight, we are going Alvin Kamara versus Dalvin Cook. Both these guys right now on 4-4's ADP are going back-to-back at the 2 spot and the 3 spot, respectively, with Dalvin going at 2 and Alvin Kamara going at 3. So if you're new to these, what we're going to do, we're just going to basically make our picks, why we want to go with the guys that we are representing. I'm going Dalvin Cook. Kev has Alvin Kamara. Kev, you're going to have the floor first. Hit the folks with why you are taking Alvin Kamara over Dalvin Cook at either the 1, 2, 3, 4 spot, depending on how drafts fall.
Yeah, this one's really close for me, but I think that Alvin Kamara is being another guy that I think that people are undervaluing a little bit because of Drew Brees being gone, and I don't really give a shit if Drew Brees is there or not. Be honest with you, like, he is still going to see his typical target share. I mean, last year he saw a ridiculous 22.3% target share, which was number one among all running backs, 107 targets, which was second among all running backs. His weighted opportunity share was first, 57 red zone touches, which was fourth among all running backs, was absolutely deadly in the passing game, 756 receiving yards on 83 receptions. He was number one in yards per route run, 3 in yards per reception, with, like I said, that 22% target share. That's one of the big reasons, especially in PPR and even really in half point PPR. I think that, yeah, he is 100% viable. Had 21 touchdowns last year. He did have that one game where he had 6 touchdowns, so that kind of boosted up a little bit. But even if you take that one game away, I mean, it still wasn't a bad year whatsoever in the touchdown department. So just with his high pass catching floor that he has, I think that automatically gives him a little bit of an edge. You look at Dalvin Cook last year, only 54 targets. He had 312 carries, but only 54 targets last year, was third in weighted opportunities. Obviously, the Vikings are a much more run-heavy offense, but with the Saints, like, they didn't add anybody. It's not like, you know, they went out this offseason and added a bunch of pass catchers, and, you know, somehow now all of a sudden he's not going to see as much work. Like, this offense is virtually the same outside of Drew Brees being gone and Emmanuel Sanders now being gone, a guy that really wasn't all that impactful in Jared Cook last year. So, I mean, Alvin Kamara is locked in. At the very worst, the number two target leader on this team, probably behind Michael Thomas here. And, you know, he's still going to get all the red zone opportunities. They're going to scheme him opportunities. I know, you know, people were down on him with Taysom Hill last year and that short run that Taysom Hill had. But I fully expect that it's going to be Jameis Winston as a quarterback. But even if he wasn't, you know, he had that short little stretch there with Taysom, you know, where he really wasn't being as heavily involved. Some of the opportunities were down, but I mean, it bounced right back whenever he came back. So if you look at the games that Taysom Hill started last year, he had that first game against where Alvin Kamara had 10.5 fantasy points, had 0 receptions in that game. And then he had the Denver game, which is, if you remember, their entire starting quarterback room for Denver was out that game. So they didn't have to throw the ball. They didn't have to do anything. Like there was nothing that Denver could do. They didn't have to throw the ball. And then you had the next week against Atlanta where he had 2 receptions only on 3 targets. But then in which is another game that wasn't all that particularly close. They didn't have to throw the ball as much. Now you go to Philadelphia as a game they had to throw the ball, And he was targeted 10 times, 7 receptions, 94 total yards and a touchdown, 22.4 fantasy points. So I think a little bit of it's being overdone. If Taysom Hill is the starter there in New Orleans, I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Jameis. And there's nothing that I think he is locked in, like I said, for 100 targets. And I think the touchdown volume is there. I think this offense isn't going to take that much of a step back without Drew Brees. So I am perfectly fine with Alvin Kamara, and I think he is being undervalued. And the thing that worries me the most with Dalvin Cook is that injury concern. He has never played a full 16 games. Now you add in the fact that they're adding another game to the schedule. And I think a site that's somewhat reputable, injurypredictor.com, he's the third highest running back this year predicted to are projected to get hurt at like an 87% chance that he is going to miss time. Actually, I thought it was funny that Derrick Henry was first at 90% chance that he's going to miss time. But obviously, those are just projections. But I think it's just another issue with Dalvin Cook. Like, he's never played a full season in his entire career, and he's had a really heavy workload over the last couple of years. Eventually, that's going to catch up to him. And, I don't like to predict injuries, but when a guy is consistently missing time every year, they are a little bit more worthy of the injury-prone tag.
Alvin Kamara has played one healthy 16-game season, so let's get that out of the way. Pulled up that fancy little website you were just referencing. Alvin Kamara has an 82% chance of being injured, so let's wipe that off the board as well. And as far as running backs go, we shouldn't be expecting these guys to be playing a full season anyway. That's why, the zero RB strategy is something that's viable, because these guys just get hurt at a much higher rate than other positions do. But he's played 14 games back-to-back seasons. And even with that, he finished higher than Alvin Kamara in half PPR in 2019. And then last year, Alvin Kamara was the only one who finished higher than Dalvin Cook, and Dalvin Cook played one fewer game. Then if you take out that absurd, ridiculous 6-touchdown game, Dalvin Cook could have been RB1 last year. As far as the quarterback situation goes for New Orleans, I do think that is a big issue, because if it is Jameis, if you look at his ADOT versus Drew Brees over the last 3 years when Jameis has been the starter, Winston's ADOT has been 10.9, 11.3, and 11. And then you look at Drew Brees and it's been 6.9, 7.6, and 6.9. I don't buy into because he sat behind Drew Brees for 1 year with Sean Payton's offense, that all of a sudden he's just going to – like, you're not going to take out what we love so much about Winston in 1 year of sitting with Sean Payton. And then if we get 30 pick Jameis Winston, that is going right back to Taysom Hill. And that, like, I get your points of what you were saying with his target share and maybe not needing the throw and then in the Philly game, but I still think that's not going to be anything that we can count on the way that we have with Drew Brees. And then they also use Taysom Hill in the red zone as well. So I think we could see some of Alvin Kamara's red zone touches come down. So I do think that is a concern. So that quarterback situation is one of the main reasons of, like, if I'm picking in this top two, top three range where you're going to have to take these guys, like, I get Dalvin Cook's injury history, adding the other game, but we don't know how these teams are going to handle this extra game as of yet anyway right now. So that could be Kamara also missing an extra game because he's being sat. Like, we have no idea how this extra game is going to affect anybody, let alone the running back position. And like you said, like, we shouldn't be trying to take injury prediction, injury history into any of this. That's just something that's not going to pay off in the long term. So, like, for, like I said, 14 games back-to-back seasons, and even with missing those couple of games, he's still been a top five, top three fantasy running back in both of those games. And then if you look at what the Vikings offensive line did last year, they were first in adjusted line yards on Football Outsiders. They were second in PFF's run grade. And then they actually upgraded their offensive line with getting Christian Darrisaw at their left tackle to replace Riley Reiff. And they also drafted Wyatt Davis in the third round out of Ohio State. And then whenever you look at the defensive additions they made, bringing in guys like Dalvin Tomlinson, Patrick Peterson, Mackenzie Alexander, Xavier Woods, they're getting Danielle Hunter back. Dalvin Cook was first in red zone touches last year among running backs. So I don't really see that changing, you know, outside of injury, but we're not going to try and predict that at this point. And I think that's honestly the only knock you can hold against him, because even with Dalvin only getting the 54 targets that he's seen, and he has seen at least 54 the past 2 years, he's still been right there neck and neck with Alvin Kamara. So I don't necessarily think that's a knock. And you mentioned the Saints not adding anything to that offense. The Vikings didn't add anything to that offense either. They got rid of Kyle Rudolph. Wasn't a big deal. Apparently, Irv Smith isn't going to be used any more than what he was. So that's not going to be an issue we have to worry about with Mike Zimmer. And then the only other one they brought in was Amir Smith-Marset, another wide receiver. So Dalvin Cook, you know, he might not get the amount of targets that Kamara is going to get, but I think his target share is absolutely safe. So he's going to be used just as much. Everyone wants Alexander Mattison to be a thing. We all thought he was going to start splitting time, especially once they gave Cook that contract extension. And that hasn't worked out either. Cook last year was fifth in both snap share and opportunity share. Over the past two seasons, Cook has outgained Kamara in terms of yards from scrimmage by more than 550 yards, again, combining those 2 years. So for me, I feel super safe taking Dalvin Cook. Injuries happen to everyone. I'm not going to use that, you know, to discount somebody like Dalvin Cook. I think, you know, you said Alvin Kamara is locked in. Dalvin Cook is also locked in as well. So for those reasons, give me Dalvin Cook over Alvin Kamara.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, to use your own argument against you, you know, targets, especially in a PPR world, matter quite a bit. And a running back that's getting 83 receptions on 107 targets compared to a running back that is getting all of his production on the ground, I think that that is why his involvement in the passing game is really unmatched outside of Christian McCaffrey, right? Like, I mean, I think it's fair to say he's the second best pass catching running back in the league. I don't think anything's going to change there. And I think there's a possibility he could even see leaving a little bit more targets than that. I don't think that's necessarily his ceiling either. And he was number one last year in fantasy points per game at 25.1. And I mean, if we're going to talk about taking away players' production, I mean, look at Dalvin Cook. I mean, he had those two games, 48.6 against Green Bay week 8, where he had 226 yards and 4 touchdowns, and then 252 and 2 the next week against Detroit for 39.2 fantasy points. Other than that, if you take away those two games, I mean, it's not like he was terrible, but I mean, you know, he has eight games with 20 or with less than 20 fantasy points. Now, that's not terrible. If a guy gets you 17 or 15, you're not mad at that whatsoever. But I'm just saying, like, he also had those two monster weeks that really, really boosted his season. But that's also why we're taking these guys as well. At the end of the day, I prefer Alvin Kamara because of his pass catching upside, because I know that this guy is going to get 100 targets in this backfield. I don't think the Saints offense is all of a sudden going to fall apart. I think with Sean Payton there, with the weapons that are still there, with Jameis, I think this offense can be just as good, possibly a little bit, you know, a step back. But for the most part, I think this offense is going to be just as good as it was last year. Alvin Kamara is a can't miss guy for me. And If you want to go Dalvin Cook, I'm not mad. I mean, this is kind of splitting hairs between these two guys. But for me, my biggest push is the fact that how much he is involved in the passing game, all the targets that he is going to see, and he is only, he's doubling Dalvin Cook in that area. And so, yes, he's not seeing 300 carries. He's seeing what usually about 100, 120 carries less than what Dalvin Cook is. But all those extra touches really matter.
What happens with the targets, though, if it's not Drew Brees and his, like, literal NFL record-setting completion percentage?
So a couple of things that we, I think that needs to be talked about here is I think everybody keeps talking about this belief that, oh, well, without Drew Brees and this like an NFL quarterback, if you can't hit a short intermediate pass, a dump off to Alvin Kamara, which is essentially what you're looking at, a screen to Alvin Kamara, a wheel, like Alvin Kamara is still going to get his targets. It's not like all of a sudden the Saints are going to be like, well, you know, now all of a sudden we're not going to use it. We're not going to use the most explosive running back, one of the most explosive running backs in the league now, and Alvin Kamara. Like Alvin Kamara is still going to get his. He is still going to be heavily utilized out of the backfield. And so, like, I think there's this, like, narrative that, oh, well, Drew Brees is gone and how accurate he is at short intermediate routes. Well, okay, like, it's because he couldn't throw the ball deep, right? And so there's also this other factor here that with Jameis Winston actually being able to hit a deep ball, it opens everything else up because now all of a sudden your safeties, everybody else cannot play up in the box and expect you, okay, we got to keep everything in front of us because that's all they're going to be able to do. They're not going to hit these deep routes. If you all of a sudden are able to open up your offense and now you're hitting these deep passes down the field, now defenses are having to be a little bit more respectable. They have to respect that deep ball that you have now. You can't just creep up into the box and stop all this stuff. So that's just going to give more running room to Alvin Kamara and more space for him to operate, which is absolutely deadly for a running back like Alvin Kamara. So I actually think it's a good thing. I know a lot of people keep talking about this with Drew Brees, but Drew Brees could not consistently, you know, throw the ball deep. I remember each week last year it was so maddening. It was like, throw the ball deep, Drew Brees, throw the ball deep. Every single pass was this little short little dump off, little passes, right? You don't have to throw the ball deep 20 times a game, you know, but if you're able to do it on a consistent basis, it's wheels up.
For me, I just think with that, with the unsettled, I don't think the offense is going to fall apart and they're going to be, you know, bottom eight in the league or anything like that. But when it comes to making these picks at the beginning of the drafts, like, give me the guys like where I like, okay, I know for sure what I am getting into. We know what Kamara's usage is going to be, but we don't know how that's going to pan out with this quarterback situation. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if, like, Jameis starts off the year, week three he's yanked, and then Taysom gets in there for a little bit, and then Jameis – like, that wouldn't surprise me at all because Sean Payton is not going to put up with 30-pick Jameis Winston. He's just not going to do it. And then you're going to get the back and forth each week, and I think it's just that that could be a maddening situation. So – That is why I want Dalvin. I don't think Alvin Kamara is going to be a bust this year or anything like that either. We are splitting hairs, but these are the decisions you're going to have to make whenever you are on the clock, you know, that early. And so for me, just give me the safety. Give me what I know I'm getting myself into. And that's kind of why I lean Dalvin Cook here. But we want to hear from you guys. Please be sure to drop a comment. Let us know, who are you drafting? Who do you think won this throwdown? We love to hear from you guys. If you have any suggestions, please be sure to drop them, man. Guys, like, maybe if you're doing some mock drafts, some decisions you have to keep coming up with each and every time, we'll definitely do those for you all. So till the next time, please hit that subscribe button and we will talk to you all soon. Craig
is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.